have.
Yep. All right, Cliff. I might have pictures of what I did probably on my blog. You can go to blog.thevap.com and look up axles on there. You might be able to find it. But wish you luck on that. Yeah, I think you're on the right track. Beef that area up somehow before you take to the new axles. We have an email here from John. We talked about John's trailer on the last show. He was buying a Caravelle, a 68 Caravelle, and he went ahead and picked it up. And he had a question about his toilet, and so I sent this on to you, Colin. The original porcelain toilet, easy for me to say, was just sitting, I guess, in the trailer. It wasn't actually connected, and they had put an old but newer plastic toilet on the base.
Looks like a piece of crap.
But the the base, his toilet looks like crap. The base of it looks weird. It looks like it's almost was melted or something.
I know. It's really decayed. I don't know what's going on there.
So he has some questions here. He says, so if you imagine this, the porcelain toilet is removed, the pedestal is there, but it looks really melted and deteriorated, and a plastic toilet is rigged up on top of it. So there's your visual. He wants to know, can I clean and repaint the original pedestal that's mounted in the trailer now and remount my original toilet? The original toilet holds and flushes water when the pedal is depressed. Anything else I should check before I try and remount it? Or option B, should I not worry about it and get a new one that looks close enough to the original and would work like new? I love that this trailer is all original and would love to keep and use everything original to the trailer possible. Thanks for your suggestions. So,
well, you know, I'm kind of an originality guy, but the reality is it's a lot of work to try and make that work properly. And it's going to be sort of a source of never-ending pain. And so we've always just replaced them. There's good quality porcelain toilets available for not a lot of money. Vintage Trailer Supply sells them. I'm sure there's a bunch of other RV shops out there that have them as well. Find them online. And, you know, don't get the cheap plastic ones. I think, you know, about $200, something like that, you can get a nice new toilet. And I'll tell you something. That's going to help the value of the trailer to everybody. Because nobody likes to look at a funky old toilet.
Yeah. That's one area you don't want to have trouble with.
No. You know, like messing with that at the campground when it fails, not fun. And you get visions of stuff.
I agree with Colin. And you can get nice ceramic ones. I don't know if you can get a... It is kind of pink a little bit. I don't know if you can get a pink.
No, he's probably not going to get pink. I've got, you know, that picture as well. I'm not sure if I'm seeing pink there. It might be, but you can get white and off-white. And that's what I would do.
Yeah. Would that be a C-Tech? Is that what the...
Oh, there's a few different variations. I know some of them have come and gone.
Yeah, I mean, basically, you have like all plastic, or you have plastic with a ceramic bowl, which is the one I have.
And that's basically what's out there now.
Is there ones that are all ceramic still, or no?
Not for an RV that I know of.
Okay, I would definitely get a ceramic bowl. That's easier to keep clean and all that.
Yeah, and all the parts are still, you know, like a new one, they're all available. And, you know, like your valves and the flappers and all this stuff, it just works. One thing I would suggest, though, that we do on all of them, not sure if you're into boondocking or not, but all these toilets come with a sprayer. And I think we probably talked about this before, but the sprayer is actually attached to the back of the toilet. And it only works when you're depressing the pedal, which means the toilet's already flushing, and then you can turn the sprayer on and use even more water. So what we normally do is take the sprayer off the back of the toilet and plug that hole, and then the feed to the toilet, we put a ball valve on there just before it gets to the toilet. And just before the ball valve, we'll put a T in the PEX and put the sprayer back on there. That way, if you're boondocking and you're wanting to save water, you can shut the water supply off to the toilet and use the pedal still works, but water won't flush in the bowl at that point. It's just basically a trap door. But you can use the sprayer to do your flushing. So you can regulate the amount of water that's going down there. So you can, really economize.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. Hope that helps, John. You got a nice looking trailer there. Congratulations. Let's see. We got another email here from Ron. Ron has a 61